right, folks, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Got a caller online, Ken in Fort Worth. You're on with Michael. Go ahead. How you doing, buddy?
I'm holding my hand a book by Roger Stone called Jeb and the Bush Crime Family. Yeah, we want him to testify. And then I get a whole bunch of authors to testify at the same time.
Yeah, and that's who Adam Schiff is trying to block from testifying. That's why they tried to kill him twice already since the holidays. Okay, they know what'll happen if he gets in there. It'll blow their whole shebang right out the window, Ken.
Right.
Yeah.
But so they ought to get more offers than him.
Oh, well, no. I agree.
Time, don't you think?
I agree, but you know the game is rigged. They're going to do everything they can do to rig the game, Ken.
Sure.
That's what they're doing right now. That's why they appointed this Robert Mueller. That's why Comey's coming in there to testify. I mean, it's all a rigged game. It's a dog and pony show, just like I had mentioned earlier in the program. It's all an illusion. They want us to think they're doing something, and the only thing that they're going to do is the same thing, or the only thing they're going to try to do is the same thing that they did during the Kennedy assassination or during Oklahoma City bombing or any of this stuff. They're going to cover it up, the 9/11 Commission report. They're going to cover it up and make it look like they did a thorough investigation. And it always turns out to be a farce, you know?
And the American Free Press has always exposed the Bilderberg Group, and Jim Tucker would go to the meetings. And I call them a party because they're a party. That's all it is. But it's interesting what he did at those meetings to get avoided, you know, and hide. But he wrote a book about it. Anyway, I talked to her.
Well, I know. He's passed on now, but I remember seeing him at the Bilderberg meetings, I don't know, 10 years ago or so. Yeah, I think he passed away about 6-7 years ago, didn't he? Oh, did he? Oh, okay, well, let's go to Fred in Iowa. Fred, you're on with Michael. Hello?
You caught me with a mouthful of watermelon. wow. Michael.
Yes.
You and a few others, there's been some changes on RBN, and I have tremendous admiration, respect, and I may say some affection. But I'm going to give you my opinion.
Okay.
And I can tell you what I think, but anybody, what they think and why they think it. We're being played. We are being played. Donald Trump, he would never be president unless he is in the club, and he is in part of the club. Do you remember when I told you to go to the YouTube, the Trump card by Walter Weiss?
No, you didn't tell me. Fred, you didn't tell me that. No, you did tell me to go to as far as the Iran-Contra thing, and I did watch that. That was Dennis Hopper. All right, I went back in and watched it again, but you didn't tell me that, what you just told me. You didn't tell me that.
Okay, the Trump card by Walter Weiss. Now, this was on before 6 months before the election. And
Is this a video, Fred?
Yes.
Okay.
With the times and dates and everything. By the way, it's Hillary Clinton, the Vicar General in New York City, and Trump all together. And Trump goes on about how he cares for the Clintons, and on and on and on and on and on. And the name of that is the Trump card by Walter Weiss. Now, I want to give you one more.
All right.
Illuminati whistleblower exposes the satanic rituals of the elite.
I think I've seen that one. Okay. All right, go ahead.
Okay, I hope you got that. Now, I don't want to take up a lot of time, but I can come up with, I can prove everything I say. But.
Well, let me ask you a question, Fred. Okay, and, you know, you may be right. He may be part of the club and we ain't in it, okay? But I have to say, wouldn't you say it took a heck of a lot of gonads to do what he did and pull out of that Paris Accord?
Well, it'd take too long to explain it on my part. No.
You don't, okay.
The quick answer is no.
Okay.
But it takes a lot of guts for those, and I'll say it this way, those psychopaths to do what they're doing. And that's what we're dealing with. And this is so overwhelming, so shocking to people that they just don't want to go. They don't want to hear about it. You know, you got the Hegelian dialectic. You got cognitive dissonance and normalcy bias. And then you have confirmation bias. People want to hear what the hell they want to hear. And for 3 years, I've been trying to get out something, and I've fought all the way. I won't go into detail. But if the first beast of Revelation, the second beast of Revelation, and the New Age movement, and I get stopped cold for over 3 years. But anyhow, I'm taking up a lot of time. But go to those two websites, and you'll get an idea where I'm coming from, right or wrong. Okay, I'm out of here.
All right.
Unless you want to add...
No, we're good. We're good. Okay. Thanks for the call, Fred. Appreciate it. No, I'm always looking for input from the crowd. You know, look, here's the thing. I'm not infallible, okay? Yes, and I've had this thought in the back of my mind, folks, that, you know, is he a shill? Is he a plant? Did he get in there? Did they fix this thing because they knew, you know, what public sentiment was, and they stuck him in there because we knew, and he got in there and lied about everything, which some people say that could be true, okay? But he pulled out of the climate accord. Now, he's talking about the possibility of renegotiating it. Okay, well, what he did do, evidently, is he looked at it and he said, this is a bad deal for America. And he pulled out. Now, if maybe he's thinking of renegotiating a better deal, which he's informed the elites. I don't know. You know, I'm not in his circles of power, so I don't know. You know, the only thing I can do is keep my fingers crossed, and I can say from what I saw him do the other day, that took a lot of guts, because he's getting a lot of flack from a lot of people all over the world. It could be that it is an illusion. It could be that it's just a big dog and pony show, and, you know, it's giving us a false sense of hope. I don't know. We'll just have to see how it plays out, folks. But anyway, phone lines are still open, 800-313-9443. I'll be happy to take your calls. In the meantime, let's go back to the illusion, okay? Let's go to five non-conspiratorial facts that prove a Western liberal jihadist alliance. The internet is full of those theories about just who controls ISIS and like-minded groups and why, and many are based only on circumstantial evidence, although others do have some merit, and many more are outlandish, however well-meaning, and some are just nonsense. But one needn't turn to conspiracy theories in order to provide or prove a deeply frightening link between neoliberal Western elites and ISIS. The facts are widely available on that issue, and many of them are well known, though hardly ever discussed in Western mainstream media. So here are the key facts with this. The self-professed liberal democracies fund, arm, and go to war for jihadist terrorists. That's a fact, folks. That's already proven. Syria and Libya are the two most strident examples of Western countries that are funding Salafist terrorists, including those openly calling themselves Al-Qaeda and ISIS in Western-sponsored wars against secular Arab governments. Now, in Syria, Western countries have actively backed terrorists under the guise that they are moderate rebels. And in reality, these are Salafist terrorists without, or whose ethos, their ideology and terrorist methods are the same as those calling themselves ISIS. And due to the fluidity of the war in Syria, the names of various groups, the status of various groups, and the particular self-professed allegiance of individual fighters, it changes with extreme rapidity. Vladimir Putin brought that up. They're mercenaries. They go with whoever the highest bidder is, whoever's going to pay them more, and they'll shift sides. One can be ISIS Monday, Al-Qaeda Tuesday, and the FSA on Wednesday. Depends on how much money they're being paid, because they're not real soldiers. They're mercenaries. The fight and the ideology remains the same, only the name changes. Now, last year, even the liberal-leaning Salon magazine published a detailed report of the crimes against humanity committed by the so-called moderate rebels in Syria. In Libya, NATO fought a war on behalf of Al-Qaeda and other Salafist groups to topple the legal government of Libya. And countries like Britain even used their intelligence services to help bring latent jihadists, some of whom were under police surveillance, to Libya in order to fight a NATO Salafist war. The result of this is a totally failed state in the southern Mediterranean. Libya is now the world's largest open-air terrorist training camp, whose jihadists, they sneak into Egypt to slaughter civilians, and whose arms smugglers and people traffickers and narcotics rings stretch to southern Europe and beyond. And, this makes me sick, because I did a report on Muammar Gaddafi last month, and that place was a stable, nice, it was the closest place probably to utopia on this planet, with some of the benefits that Muammar Gaddafi was allowing his people to consume. You know, $50,000 when people would get married. You know, sell them a house with no interest loans. Gas was 13 cents a gallon. I mean, just a myriad of consumables like nothing we've ever seen here in our lifetime. And now look at this place. It's just, it's a breeding ground for terrorists now. And you never hear anything about it anymore. Oh, we did our job. We put a central bank in there. Yeah, let them go to hell. That's what our establishment, that's what the military-industrial complex and these elite look at, that's the way they look at it. And far from realizing that such policies create terrorist blowback in their own countries, which kill their own civilians, as it recently did in the British city of Manchester, the Western elite leaders pretend that such a thing doesn't exist. The UK, the US, France, Germany, the Netherlands, Belgium, and all their allies continue to fund, they arm, and they act as the air force for jihadists in Syria, all while helping the Saudis to aid the Wahhabist jihadist cause in Yemen. It's not a hidden alliance. It's an open alliance. Calling the terrorists moderate levels doesn't make it a secret. It just makes the justification duplicitous. They both oppose the same things in the Arab world and beyond. ISIS and Al-Qaeda want to destroy secular, progressive, modern Arab governments, whether they're Ba'athist, Nasserist, or in the case of Libya, one based on the Third International theory. Western leaders want the same. Jihadists believe it is their duty to replace secular governments with theocracy. Western leaders back them up. Israel, which is a Western state that only sometimes calls itself one, is fighting on the same side as Syria as the Muslim Brotherhood-style terrorist group Hamas. But neither want to admit it. Countries like secular France, Israel, Germany, and the U.S. and the U.K. don't like to talk about the fact that Libya was a secular state with mass literacy, women's rights, protections, and safety for black people and high living standards. Oh, no, they don't want to talk about that. That's why you don't hear anything about it in the news anymore. They likewise totally ignore or even lie about the fact that Ba'athist Syria under President Bashar al-Assad is a country which protects Christians and where in government-controlled areas Sunni, Shia, Orthodox, and Catholics live side by side. They share friendships and even marry one another. And of course, in Syria, women are free to dress as they want and they have roles in government and all other major professions, including in the universities. Remember, we had that here up until they started mixing the pot. Divide and conquer, folks. The liberal West and ISIS-style jihadists both seek to destroy all of this. Take a break here. Let's go to Wes in Idaho. Wes, you're on with Michael. How you doing?
Yeah. Am I on, Michael?
Can you hear me? I can hear you. Go ahead, my friend.
Okay, the jury's out on Trump until Thursday coming up, June 8th. It's a chance for him to totally redeem himself, to honor, to commemorate, to remember the attack on the USS Liberty. If he fails to do that when he's told us to remember the Holocaust, which is nothing but a Jewish fable, it did not happen, I will never forgive him. He will always be in my mind a traitor. Reading a book by Martin Luther of the Reformation, The Jews and Their Lies, some of his last words were that we need to expel them, and virtually the same with Benjamin Franklin at the Constitutional Convention. Ben Franklin said we need to have it in the Constitutional Convention that no Jews be allowed in the United States of America. And I see on Amazon there's a new second edition of the book. It is the Jews Stupid by Bertolini. It's on Amazon. I can hardly believe it's still on Amazon. I thought Amazon was going to be doing away with such books, but there it is with an additional 50 or 60 pages. The original version was very good, but it did not have table of contents, index, page numbers, and also used some somewhat offensive language to pure Christians out there. I'll be getting my copy in a couple of days. But over and out, that's my word, Michael. Thank you.
All right, we'll see what happens on June 8th. Thanks for the call, Wes. I appreciate that. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443 if you want to call up, have a question, you want to vent, rant, whatever you want to do, folks. It's Friday night. I don't care. But beyond the Arab world, you know, in the Philippines, President Rodrigo Duterte, that's a tough one, even for me, Duterte is a popular, democratically elected leader who has vowed to crush the terrible drug problem, which kills more people per year than terrorism. And Duterte also realizes that drugs fund ISIS. He knows it as well. You know, it's an open secret now, folks. Duterte, like Assad, Gaddafi and Saddam Hussein before that have also another thing in common. He is taking Philippines out of the U.S. political and economic orbit. Is liberal Western ideology like jihad just an excuse for a good old-fashioned war for imperial power? Oh, you bet. Let's go to Rhonda in Missouri. Rhonda, you're on with Michael. How are you tonight?
I'm good, Michael. How are you?
I'm cranked up and ready to roll, girl.
Yeah, I just had a few thoughts about why people should donate to RBN. I've been listening to you guys for a while, and you guys kind of run the gamut on different issues. I listened to Michael Rivero and yourself and John Stantmiller, and you guys cover the politics, but I really enjoy listening to Bill Deagle. So if anybody out there had any thoughts about donating to the American Cancer Society or Diabetes Foundation or whatever, they should donate to you because Dr. Bill has all the answers to your problems regarding health. He's a walking genius. He's very good. You guys have a lot of really good. And then there's Al Whitney on the weekends. Mm-hmm. If you have any issues with health problems and you want to air your grievances with any doctors, she'll listen to you.
Oh, I know. She was on John's show today, if you heard. You know, I listened to the whole show today.
I actually called her and told her what happened about my mom. She was given a drug that she shouldn't have never been given, and she passed away. And Al Whitney was a great person to talk to.
There's no culpability there. There's no culpability there. The medical profession is held harmless from any of this. And this is, I went in and listened to this Dr. Peter Gorski that Al Whitney had mentioned on John's show today. And this guy is coming right out and saying, this is a mafia. It is they run it like the mafia, the pharmaceuticals. They buy everybody up. Okay, so everybody's on board.
It is a mafia. And my mom was part of that mafia up till like 2 years ago. She used to say, Rhonda, you know, I told her, I said, if you ever need help, tell me. And she said, Rhonda, I need your help. Are you going to break?
I'm going to break, but I'll hold you over, Rhonda, if you want me to. You want to stay?
Yes.
Okay, we'll be back in three. Stick around. More to come.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey folks, we're back with American Awakening. Mike Wittersog, your host. You know what, Rhonda? If you got some ideas on how we can get revenue into this network, I'm all ears because, you know, I keep barking at people every night and the phones just don't ring. And I know the economy's bad. And I know
absolutely, I do. I absolutely have ideas. I was sitting here and I was thinking, I have a hard time when I go to the grocery store and they say you want to donate a dollar to the Heart Foundation or diabetes or cancer. And I'm thinking, why? I already know how to fix it. You know, I already know how to cure all that stuff. Why would I donate to you?
Well, you know what I tell them? You know what I tell them? I said, no, let them donate to me. That's what I say. And then they get this. Well, yeah, and then the cashier gets a weird
homework,
look on
her face. Do your homework, people, because Dr. Bill Deagle, he'll tell you all day long. He has the answers. And there's
right.
No debate if you answer to Dr. Bill. And, you know, I wish I would have known about his show when my mom was ill and my brother, he had a really rare form of cancer, and I think one in the last 50 years, only 50 people had it. It was histiocytic sarcoma, and he found a quantum physicist in Alaska that did energized water. But if I'd have known about Dr. Bill, because I listened to his show today, and he talked about, you know, how it spreads, and I kind of knew that as a child. And I wish I would have known about him when my mom was going through all of her stuff, because this doctor ended up, we took really good care of her, and she went through hell with the medical establishment. She was in and out of hospital, in and out of nursing homes, and they sent her home on hospice, and it was on my birthday in 2016, and she said, I want to live. And I was like, oh, okay. Right? So we did everything right, except we blinked. The thing we did is we blinked. She had a procedure done, and the doctor didn't tell us, and it was something, irrigating a bladder or something, He gave her, what the heck is the name of that? Oh, Levaquin. Levaquin, which should never be given to the elderly, never, ever be given to somebody with neuropathy. And the third thing was, well, she was never a candidate for it either way. And he gave it to her, and he didn't tell us. So we saw her slipping away slowly. Slowly she slipped away from us. We're like, she'd be lucid sometimes, like, Mom, what's wrong? And she'd go, I don't know, is something wrong? So I wasn't alarmed, because I'd seen the same thing happen before when she had pneumonia.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, she contracted all sorts of stuff, you know, MRSA or whatever, MRSA. She got that from the hospital workers. And the funny thing is when you go to the visit them in the hospital, they make you think you gave it to the patient. They did.
I know. You're touching on a nerve here because, you know, my mother had Alzheimer's disease. I had to put her in a nursing home, and she was in the home for about 5 years. And when her money ran out, I had to put her in a Medicaid-approved home so she could get money from the government. And what's interesting about that is 2 weeks after I did so, she mysteriously died of pneumonia. And then looking at the hospital records, they gave her a pneumonia shot a week before she died. So, and then I took it to a law firm. What's that?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
And then I took it to a law firm. They examined all the records, and they said, well, they didn't do anything wrong. But to this day, I think that they deliberately killed her because she ran out of money, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, they gave my mom a flu shot while she was in the hospital or nursing home because we can't take her unless she gets a flu shot. And then when she was put in a nursing home on a Medicaid bed, just like your mom, they put her in a room with a lady that was dying. And I go to see her, and I'm like, what is... And they would ignore her. And that's the night that my sister went in there, and she's like, something's wrong. You know, I told her, I said, something's wrong. And that morning, we got a call that said her blood pressure lowered. And the nursing home called and said, you want us to call an ambulance? Duh. Okay, I know she's in a room with somebody that's dying. And you know what's ignorant is they put food so they can charge. They put a tray of food next to this lady who's on who knows what, an immense amount of morphine, and she's like seeing stars. And so that they can charge them, they put a tray on her bed like she's going to drink it or eat it or touch it. It's ridiculous.
No, I know. The medical profession in this country is out of control. I refuse to go to a doctor, and I can tell you, I could do a whole show on that. But at any rate, yeah, well, I'm getting a little off topic here, but yeah.
I know. When I get old, I'm going to go hunting without an orange vest. That's how I'm going to die.
Okay, well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Rhonda. All right, we're going to break. We'll be back in three. See you on the other side. Actually, I think more. We'll see you on the other side, and I'll continue with this. Mine's just open 800-313-9.
You're right. I probably wouldn't if I could. Cause I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is you think I should.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. You know, I was talking to Rhonda. I've been thinking of ideas, folks, to try to, you know, bring in some revenue to the network. I've thought about, you know, putting something up on the website if it's possible. A lot of these grocery stores now, they deliver to your home, you know. And if we could figure out a way to have you go into RBN, have all your groceries delivered to your home and get a small kickback for it, that would be something. You know, matter of fact, I've got a motorcycle. Anybody want to buy a motorcycle? I've got a 2008 Honda 750, beautiful motorcycle that I'm going to have to sell, evidently. And it's only got 7,000 miles on it. So if anybody's a motorcycle rider looking for a motorcycle, get in touch with me and I'll send you some pictures of it. It's a really good bike. And I've been thinking about this because it books for about $3,700. And if I have to sell it, I'm going to take part of that proceeds and give it to the network. I can't give it all because I'm as broke as the next person, folks. But, you know, I'll contribute part of it. John doesn't like that idea because he knows that I contribute a lot of time to the network just in the labor of putting these shows together, but I'm still willing to do it. Anyway, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Let's get back to this. There's an historical basis for the jihadist Western Alliance. Even back in the 1920s, Britain helped the Young Muslim Brotherhood. It was a backwards, extremist, proto-Salafist political movement, which the British colonial authorities knew could help hold Egypt back from a revolutionary anti-colonial movement. And so by the 1950s, Britain had failed to hold back the revolution, and General Gamal Abdel Nasser, Gamal Abdel Nasser that ran that revolution. And Britain, however, had more success in the Hejaz when, in the mid-20s, Britain switched allegiance from its wartime ally, the Hashemites, who can trace their lineage to the Prophet Muhammad, to the obscure House of Saud. And Britain helped the Saudis win the war, where they ultimately established the Wahhabi Kingdom of Saudi Arabia in 1932, which is the number one sponsor of terrorism in the modern Middle East. Britain, however, was not done with secular revolutionary Nasserist Egypt. And in 1956, Britain, France, and Israel invaded Egypt in order to take back the Suez Canal. The invasion failed, as both the USA and the USSR, in a rare moment of unity, forced the invading countries to retreat. But Britain had its revenge on Egypt when, during the North Yemen Civil War of the 1960s, British mercenaries and regulars forced Egypt to withdraw from the country by the end of the decade. And Britain, like America after it, realized that by allying with backward theocratic obscurantists, whatever that is, one could prevent post-colonial countries from becoming wealthy, happy, independent, and strong nations. Some things never change, and indeed, they have not. Both ISIS and the West invoke universalist ideologies. And while many in the West realize that by helping terrorists, aka moderate head coppers, the West is engaged in 21st century version of the old-fashioned imperialism, and others actually believe what they say. The liberal ideology, like the jihadist ideology, call it Salafism, Wahhabism, etc., is a one-size-fits-all universal theory. And according to Western liberals, all countries should practice economic neoliberalism and social postmodern liberalism. The lack thereof is justifiable because for invasion and regime change, justifiable cause for invasion and regime change. Boy, my glasses are getting fogged up tonight. Likewise, ISIS and its copycats believe that the entire world should practice Wahhabism and Salafism, and that the lack thereof is justifiable cause for invasion and regime change. Neither care for the fact that different societies require different government solution. It is their way or the highway in both cases. Universalist ideology is the easiest way to justify imperialism. The Spanish conquistadors did it. The French revolutionaries did it. The Bolshevik Trotsky did it. And now both liberals in the West and the Salafists and ISIS are doing it worldwide. The needs and wishes of real local people are ignored, and the ideologies know best. So the West turns Muslims into Salafists and conservatives against Muslims, and ISIS turns Sunnis against Shiis and Christians against Muslim, and here you go. Remember I said it's all an illusion? You don't know from one minute to the next who's fighting who, because they're always going and paying the higher, they're going to the highest bidder, because they're all, or most of them, not all of them, but most of them are mercenaries to begin with. And Western leaders in funding jihad abroad have also come to both actively and tacitly define Islam as equivalent to Salafism. When this happens, conservatives in the West come to see Islam as a wicked threat to their existence. And instead of understanding that Salafist jihad is a threat to everyone's interests, Christian, Muslim, Jew, Hindu, Buddhist, and atheist alike, the liberal Islamophobia narrative enforces the false dichotomy and has the effect of shutting up Western conservatives or otherwise keeping them in the dark about the real problem. So this allows little room for debate on Western foreign policy, which allies Western armed forces funded by Western tax dollars with ISIS-like groups. And likewise in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS are pushing a narrative which pits Sunni Muslim against Shia Muslim, Christian against Muslim, and Arab against non-Arab. Divide and conquer, folks, Hegelian dialectic. Both of these propaganda ploys achieve the same goal. It's the classic divide and rule thinking. If you create false hatred, people will be too busy fighting each other to know what is actually going on. Who needs a conspiracy theory to prove the West's alliance with jihadists when these facts are there for all to see? You know, and I go back, 30, 40 years ago. I go back when I was growing up in the 60s when I brought that up, and I showed you that, or I let you listen to that 5-minute clip beginning of the show. You know, the 60s were the last hurrah. The 60s, under John Fitzgerald Kennedy, and I was only 13 years old when he was shot, but it felt like a safe place. You know, I think even when you're 13 years old, you still get a sense of the energy level from your parents, from your geographic locale, from your interaction with people. And people were just happy then. They were outgoing. They would wave at you when they drive down the street. You know, I could walk up and down the street, and I would say, you know, probably 12 out of 15 neighbors would let me mow their lawn for extra money. You know, they were just happy people. They would, the neighbors would come over and talk to each other. You know, they would share different things with them. They would have barbecues together. It was just a nice place to live back then. And what has happened is this complex, this group of people have instilled this constant propagandic fear into the populace, and they've divided us into a point where, as I said, you folks and I, we're in a group, you know, kind of like another club. We're in a group because we're awake. They're not. And because they can't defend whatever their position is, instead they lash out. They attack us. They stone us. They spit at us. They call us racist, xenophobes, homophobes. It's nothing of the sort. If anything, it's the exact opposite. Got a couple of callers. I'm going to go first to Tom in Florida. Second, Ed in Utah. Hold on. Tom in Florida, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah. Good day, Michael. Good evening. Yeah, Michael, I was watching the news. I was watching the news earlier about what's going on in Illinois, the state of Illinois. They're $15 billion in debt. You got Californians wanting to pump up $400 billion health care. And I noticed they're all controlled by Democrats. The state of Maryland's ready to belly up. I mean, all these Democratic-controlled states or these liberals are literally almost in bankruptcy. And if you look at Jimmy Carter, what he did in 1979, earlier in your show, you're talking about 1981, you had that skit. Well, in 81, that's when Ronald Reagan came in. And imagine if Jimmy Carter would have won another four-year term. Yeah, I don't know what would have happened in that disaster with Jimmy Carter when he flooded South Florida with all these Marielitos. And these Democrats are just nuts. And you got that Scarborough, Max Headroom-looking BDI freak on the Morning Jews. That's the makeup of this country, Michael.
I know.
And if you look what these Democrats have done to the United States, it's disgusting. And you got this that crazy Kathy, what's her word? Not Rachel Maddow,
Kathy Griffin, yeah.
Then she's blaming white men for her giving her money for her stupid comedy, and she's got a hard on for white males. What? And then she's driving around in a $180,000 Maserati today. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, it just goes to show you the mentality here, Tom. Okay, these people have been poisoned. I don't know where and when. I know that in the colleges they're being poisoned, but these people have been mentally poisoned. Okay, I don't know what they expect. I don't know what they want. But you know, if I was going to go do a comedy routine or an acting job or whatever, and I don't care what color the guy is, if he's going to write me a check and it's green money, who cares? Go ahead.
Well, yeah, Michael. But did you know that Kathy, that woman, was on The Apprentice with Donald Trump back in 2000?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they have her on. They have Trump putting his arm around her, and she was on The Apprentice. I'm like,
well,
what? I don't understand this.
It just goes to show you. I don't know whether you listened to my show last night, but Hillary is attacking her own party now and blaming them for her losing the election. I mean, these people are sick. These people have a mental illness, Tom. You know,
You're right, Michael. And you know, it's Kathy, there's Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz here. They're here in South Florida. Because I live in South Florida. We've been invaded. This Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz is always crying up the poor mouth about poor Israel. And here I'm seeing that the taxpayers of the United States spent $1 billion, our money, to build a wall around the state of Israel.
Huh. Don't even get me going on Debbie Wasserman Schultz, man. I mean,
that Debbie Blabbermouth is unbelievable. She hasn't had to do it.
She's evil. And just by what's going on behind the scenes on this Seth Rich thing and a couple other issues I'm going, just like she called into his attorney's office in Florida, and she disguised her voice trying to get information on the lawsuit yesterday. Okay, and now
right,
she's making threats against the law. She's making death threats against the law firm. This woman is nuts.
Why isn't that on the mainstream media, Michael? Why isn't that in the mainstream media? How come the Channel 7, all these news stations in South Florida ain't reported on that? If we're the Republican, oh my God, it'd be all over the news. Did you imagine Van Coulter would have had a head of Barack Obama?
She'd be in jail, I know. Listen, man, I let you go on. I got to run, though. I got other
phone calls, and I got some other stuff to get
to. God bless you, man. You have a great show, Michael. Great show.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Tom. Let's go to Ed in Utah. Ed, you're on with Michael. How you doing?
Yeah, not too bad, Mike. I want to follow up on Wes from Idaho, his comment about the USS Liberty. And
yeah.
I think there's a I'm not elated, but I think there's a possibility that we're getting through. I urge those people to keep calling that toll-free line to the Trump administration. James Kelso gives it out. I don't have it handy right now to talk to the Trump White House. It is live, and they'll take your call, just like James said. So, at any rate, notice what is also now going to be on June 8th. The much talked about, the much ballyhooed Jim Comey testifying before Congress. Now, I'd ask, is that could be the fluke of things? I don't think so, because they keep billing it. Yeah, June 8th. Don't you find that interesting, Mike?
Yeah, it's a diversion, don't you think?
You got it, a diversion. And so, but just like Donald Trump came out of nowhere with the Paris Accord and with one punch knocked down what? How many multi-billions of dollars worth of propaganda that the globe has been paying to build this crap up? And one fell swoop, he could do it. That's how fast he could change U.S. foreign policy regarding the Zio media and the Israelis and the Mideast. By honoring the men of the USS Liberty. A picture with paid 1,000 words suddenly by the hand of Donald Trump, honoring those men. And then as a good follow-up, since the Bilderberger meeting is in Chantilly, Virginia, not but 25 miles from the White House, wouldn't that be neat if he maybe showed up there or gave a little tweet?
Well, it would be nice. The only thing we can do at this point is wait and see what happens. I think he dealt a crucial blow to the elite when he backed out of that Paris Accord. Now, not every listener agrees with me on that, and he's talking about the possibility of renegotiating it. But, still, it was a move in the right direction, at least for now, don't you think, Ed?
I do. In fact, I want to poo-poo the last part about opening up new negotiations. That was just an aside, because immediately East German communist Merkel, she said, we will not negotiate a new one. He knew their answer, Mike. You see, he knew they would not pick up and have a new negotiation, but he looks reasonable by saying, I'll renegotiate. He looks like the deal maker.
Well, right. I agree with that, but he knew, he looked at it as a rational person, and he knew it was so one-sided that it wouldn't do any good at all for the people of this country or this country as a whole. And so he backed out. Against almost every nation on earth and his own family. He took the position.
Mike, you're right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't believe this could be political theater. I think it's just what you're saying. It's real. And when he said this, listen to his verbiage. He got there and said, I'm not here on behalf of Paris. I'm here on behalf of Pittsburgh. He's getting to them. He's talking our language, our lingo. And that's what I like about President Donald Trump.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see how it plays out, Ed. I haven't climbed back on the train yet, okay, but I'm walking up the steps. How's that? That's all I can tell you at the moment.
I'm kind of like you, Mike. A few times I was tapping the conductor on the shoulder.
Well, John and I... We'll see John and I, for the last month, have been sitting at the train station waiting for the train to pull up again. And now the train's here, and we're both looking at each other, and say, well, "All right, should we get back on or not?"
Mike.
So,
you know how many people, including you, if this coming Thursday he were to honor the men or send a high level envoy even to honor the men of the USS Liberty?
Well, I mentioned early in the show, Ed, this pulling out of the Paris Accord, he didn't just fart in a spacesuit, okay? He diarrheaed it all over the spaceship. So, and what if he does that, and again, this is political. So if he were to come out, an honor the men of the USS Liberty, that's going to poop all over Israel,
Absolutely.
So it's a political move. I'm not saying it'll happen or won't happen. I'm just saying it's a political move. You know, go ahead.
Right, and look at how Israel would have to go to the drawing board, the Israelis and the Zion media, because how are they going to come back and tumble and beat on a president or a man that just honored 34 American dead and 175 injured? How can he do it? Because, you see, he would be taking the high ground, the positive step. Yes, I know, he'd be the forward fly, because he'd be informing millions of Americans who've never heard of the USS Liberty incident. He'd be starting a new wake-up call, a new education, all of a sudden. But he did say he was a revolutionary of sorts. I hope he does it.
Well, already, you know, there's a... Yeah, oh, mm-hmm. are you done?
I am done. I appreciate the
Okay. Well, he's already got about 130 guys at Bilderberg with a target on his back, you know, so we'll see what happens. But thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Ed.
Hey, all right. Thanks for the show.
Yeah, okay, thanks, man. No, I've got June 8th marked down, okay? June 8th, Comey's supposed to testify, and it's the honor of the 50-year anniversary of the shelling of the USS Liberty. So we'll see how that plays out. Now, I did hear something about Donald Trump possibly not allowing James Comey to testify, which I don't know why he'd do that, or if, you know, if that would, you know, kind of, I don't know, sling dirt at him or what. I don't know. I didn't pay much attention to it. I just heard kind of a rumor of that today. But, no, let it all play out, okay? I mean, Adam Schiff is, you know, complaining to beat the band out of, for Manafort, Carter, and Roger Stone testifying. Oh, those three guys go in there, and it's all over. The Democrats aren't going to let them in there. And, you know, prior, when I was still umpiring baseball, before I came back on the air, you know, I couldn't listen to John because I was, you know, umpiring baseball games at the time, but, so I would listen to Jones, and Roger comes on, has a show there on Wednesdays, and I heard them more than once. Alex wants to testify, and Roger Stone said, he's licking his chops, he can't wait to testify. And I know whatever it is he has to say, they don't want to hear because they've already tried to kill him twice. So, I don't know. We'll just have to see what happens. So, let me get back to this here. Phone lines are still open. Let's see. Okay, so, oh, gosh, let's see. All right, I ended that one. I wanted to get into this one, but I guess we just got sidetripped. Afghanistan from Soviet occupation to American liberation. Yes, I'm not going to get into this tonight because I don't have enough time. But just, I can go off for a whole show just on the title. Afghanistan from Soviet occupation from 1979 to 1988, which isn't in the title. I just remember that date. To American liberation. Really? Seriously? We liberated Afghanistan? How did we do that? Let's see. We've been there for 16 years, folks. We invaded Afghanistan shortly after 9/11 in 2001, and this is 2017. That's 16 plus years we've been there. And this says American, we liberate them. What do we liberate them from? Probably their poppy seeds, poppy fields, right? Their oil pipeline we're guarding. I don't know. This, the absurdity. We liberate. We are bringing democracy to Iraq. Remember that one? Okay. We're bringing democracy into Iraq. Yeah, we did a good job of that. We killed about 1 million people. Okay. We brought democracy. But now, what we really were trying to say, which they're never going to tell the American people that, was we're bringing a central bank to Iraq. And we'll kill as many people as we have to do it, okay? That's what they were really doing, because Saddam Hussein was going to trade his oil for euros, and that really stuck the big Heine Winkler up their wazoo. You know what I'm talking about? and they did this, and I'm not laughing, because it's really sad, folks, because we put Saddam Hussein in there. He was a CIA asset. Put him in there in 1979, okay? And he was our boy up until he decided that he wasn't going to play ball with the fiat currency anymore. You know, that's when all of a sudden... And isn't it funny? Other countries in the world, you know, they have allies, and they maintain those allies for years and years and years and years and years, hundreds of years, right? Not us. We're going to be your buddy today, but if you do anything that's really going to tick us off, you're going to be our worst enemy tomorrow, and we're going to come and kill all your people. We're going to steal your pipelines. We're going to take your minerals. We're going to go in and just rout your valuables, your gold. You know, I mean, that's what they did over in – how much gold and cash came up missing? I can't remember that. I reported on that when I did the thing on Gaddafi. But they went in there and looted the guy for all his, after they sodomized this guy and killed him, they took all of the gold, all of the cash and everything, and they stuck a central bank in there. It's just sick, folks. I go back to the beginning of the show when I was talking about that 5-6 minute clip. And back in 1981, these guys were having dinner, and they were two actors that were portraying themselves. So it was scripted. But it's amazing how 35 years in the past they were so prophetic in their predictions of what's going on. You know, it's us, folks. We're the people who have elevated our consciousness. We're the people that can see. And it's our responsibility. Did you notice even, oh gosh, 6-7 years ago, okay, we didn't have anywhere near the difficulty. Yeah, it could take a little time to try to wake somebody up or whatever. But now their propaganda has gotten so intense, and their pharmaceuticals and their educational programs and so forth have gotten so intense that we can't even crack through the bubble on these people. They don't want to hear it. They want to spit in our face. They want to hit us from behind. They want to throw stuff at us. Remember what happened during the demonstrations out here, folks? These people are nuts. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, I took a look at her, you know, when she was in there talking to the police chief, DC chief or whatever. This woman is crazy. Kathy Griffin, this woman is crazy. What's the matter with her? She was on The Apprentice, the caller that called in a little while ago, said she was on The Apprentice. What is the matter with her? She goes in and does a comedy routine. She takes a paycheck from a white guy. Why don't you give the money back then? If you'd rather take it from a black guy or a brown guy, okay, go ahead. Don't take the money from the white guy and don't perform there. What's the matter with these people? You know, and they're looking at gun control and forced psychological evaluations, right? Okay, why don't we, you know, have a mass psychological evaluation on these people? That would make sense to me. Because there's, I don't think it's just me, folks, okay? Call me up. Let me know if you think I'm crazy. Well, I have one caller to do that. I was doing a show on the Mandela Effect. Caller called, yep, Michael, you're crazy. Okay, you know. There were some good pieces that came out of that one, though. You know, Bill Clinton came on the air and apologized for the MK Ultra that was happening, that the Senate subcommittee uncovered, and so that was good. But other than that, I'm digressing. I'm burning up time here. I got about a minute left, folks, and I don't want to get into this article because the article is probably 15, 20 minutes long. So, I guess I could just thank you for tuning in. Please call up, make a donation, 800-724-2719, extension 3. Sam will pick up the other end of the phone and say, howdy. You know, we need money, folks. It takes money to operate. Happy Friday night. Happy weekend. Stay out of trouble, and I'll see you first thing Monday night at 7 p.m. Phoenix time, 9 p.m. Central. Stay out of trouble. Bye.
There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be. And it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. The 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit HeartDrop.com.